Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
Dragon SpaceX, Super on backup sensors, repeat hot checks.
Far above the Earth, the first civilian spacewalk happening right now. Billionaire Jared Isaacman emerging from a SpaceX capsule, followed by a SpaceX engineer. Spacewalks have only included professional astronauts before. Tropical Storm Francine coming ashore along the Louisiana coast as a Category 2 hurricane, over 400,000 power outages. State of emergency declared in Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties because of wildfires in California. More legal trouble for Sean Diddy Combs.
In a new lawsuit, Don Richard, who is a member of the Combs-formed group Danity Kane, accuses him of terrorizing and sexually abusing her for years. Richard said Combs deprived basic needs such as adequate food and sleep, keeping some of her earnings and subjecting her to years of inhumane working conditions, which included groping, assault, and false imprisonment.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. This is ABC News. After former President Trump threatened prison sentences for people he baselessly accused of cheating in elections, Attorney General Merrick Garland is pushing back.
The nation's top law enforcer urging Justice Department employees to continue doing their jobs in a non-political way, and in remarks provided to reporters, saying that they will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is an apparatus of politics. The Attorney General also describes a dangerous and outrageous spike in threats targeting Justice Department employees under his tenure.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing has a contract proposal with the union representing tens of thousands of its mechanics, but still faces the possibility of a strike tomorrow. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, upset with the terms of the deal, have been demonstrating at Boeing factories. They vote on that contract today. And a new study says Americans used a record 100 trillion megabytes of wireless data last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been trying to learn quickly since being traded for this preseason.
It's been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you said, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's a beautiful morning. First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
Looks like I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
God, it's all toilet sound.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning to you, too.
WMDX 92.7. And yeah, I love the endorsements. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, keep them coming. 6 minutes past the hour. It's 54 degrees. Highs in the upper 80s today. Our number is 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us this morning. And
check out the Civic Media app as well.
Yes.
Easy to text us and call us from that, and you can get us anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Terry Bell is in the studio right now with the latest big story of the day. What's going on, Terry?
Hey, guys. Well, yeah, a lot of big stories, but I think we'll talk about the Marquette poll today. Came out about midday yesterday.
Okay.
Shows Kamala Harris has pulled ahead. As much as you can say such a thing in Wisconsin, a 4-point lead, which is still within the poll's margin of error. But remember, about a month ago when this poll came out, it was the proverbial virtual dead heat.
Yeah.
Both likely and registered voters have her with a 4-point lead at this point.
Now, was
so
this,
it would appear, yeah.
Was this before the debate?
This was before the debate. So
okay.
This does not take the debate performances into consideration at all. The poll, I think, was finished on September 5th. Went from late August to early September.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So there will be another poll when in a couple of weeks. How often do they do these?
Typically about once a month.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and if I could talk to Charles Franklin, please increase the amount of polling that you do around the election, huh? It makes sense, right?
It would make
especially after the debate and possible second debate. We'll see what happens with that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see all the polls that come out that were taken right after the debate to see exactly what difference it makes. I mean, the big takeaway, and I have to tend to agree, is that perhaps the debate won't matter that much because people are already, their minds are so made up already that, you know, that what happened the other night really, really, really won't move the numbers a lot. The conventional wisdom is that perhaps Kamala Harris did better with people who are undecided, still making up their minds, just starting to pay attention to the race. The feeling is she made a better impression on those voters.
Now, do you have any numbers on Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde?
Yeah. Baldwin leads Hovde by about 5 points among registered voters. And about the same amount, 4 points with registered voters, 5 points with likely voters, So it's with registered voters, Baldwin 52-48, likely voters, Baldwin 52-47.
Right.
And Tammy Baldwin's been leading in those most of those polls all along, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. Yeah. Okay. It appears to be tightening a little bit, or maybe she's pulling away. I'd have to go back and look at what the previous poll said, but this is pretty consistent.
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic, the lead that she has. Mm-hmm. I know that I went to her website to get some information about her, you know, her publicity. I wanted to get some facts, and mm-hmm. I saw some images that she saved, and she had images up there of polling that made them even. You know, it was, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I know that she's 5 or 6 points ahead mm-hmm. of Hovde. No one takes Hovde seriously. It's a horrible campaign. Republicans have been criticizing everything that he's doing. They're saying it's one of the worst campaigns they've seen anybody have for on the Republican side of the aisle, which is, you know, debatable. Heck, they're all bad. But anyway, that's my opinion.
In your opinion.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking.
The opinions expressed by Mr. Peterson are his own and...
All right, well, let's we'll get more of the details of that that poll as well.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more in the weeks to come.
All right. Terry, thank you very much, man.
Appreciate it.
It's good to see you.
All right, let's get to something, our big story.
We have a new feature, John, to feature right now. We're going to have presidential moments.
Yes.
Stand by.
This will be fun.
We're holding our breath.
Presidential moments in time.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Amazing stuff.
Really. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Man.
Presidential moments in time.
You think that'll be on his headstone in his grave? They're eating the dogs.
Of course, you know, it's history now.
It is.
And you have documented it in that great compilation.
No, thanks.
That really tells the story right there.
Now we've got a lot more on
this.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we? Yes.
This thing has exploded.
Yeah, there was an interview with J.D. Vance in regards to this, and he continues to push the claims that immigrants are eating pets. Caitlin Collins, CNN, asked him a few questions about this, and let's listen to that interview.
The other thing that he brought up, which I was kind of surprised by, I guess I would say, is he brought up this misleading false claim that you yourself have talked about in recent days about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, abducting people's pets and eating them, which officials there have said is not true. You yourself acknowledged it may be false on Twitter. You still told people to keep spreading it. But Trump just amplified it to tens of millions of people who were watching. Why push something that's not true?
Well, first of all, city officials have not said it's not true. They've said they don't have all the evidence.
They said they have no evidence.
We've heard from a number of constituents on the ground, Caitlin, who both firsthand and secondhand reports saying this stuff is happening. So they very clearly, meaning the people on the ground dealing with this, think that it is happening. And I think that it's important for journalists to actually get on the ground and uncover this stuff for themselves when you have a lot of people saying, my pets are being abducted, or geese at the city pond are being abducted and slaughtered right in front of us. This is crazy stuff. And again, whether those exact rumors turn out to be mostly true, somewhat true, whatever the case may be, Caitlin, this town has been ravaged by 20,000 migrants coming in. This is what Kamala Harris's border policies have done. And I think it's interesting, Caitlin, that the media didn't care about the carnage wrought by these policies until we turned it into a meme about cats. And that speaks to the media's failure to care about what's going on in these communities. If we have to meme about it to get the media to care, we're going to keep on doing it because the media should care about what's going on.
I saw you say that. I think the media does care about it. I just read a very lengthy report in the New York Times on it. PBS NewsHour did a whole story on it. But can I ask you?
Talking about it and bringing it up. Nobody cared about this until we raised
Senator,
this issue.
Senator, you talked about that your office has gotten a lot of reports. I mean, if someone calls your office and says they saw Bigfoot, that doesn't mean they saw Bigfoot. Why? I mean, you have a sense of responsibility as a running mate, and he certainly does as the candidate to not promote false information,
Look,
right?
and it's a totally fair point, but nobody's calling my office and saying that they saw Bigfoot. What they're calling and saying is we're seeing migrants kidnap our dogs and cats, and city officials aren't doing anything about it. If every single thing that the media says about this story is false, the verifiable facts are that this community has had their lives destroyed by 20,000 migrants coming in and uprooting life.
Again, officials said no credible evidence of the claim. But Senator J.D. Vance, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thanks for circling around the drain, J.D. It's just truly an amazing thing. Yeah, and they turned it into a meme, which I think says it all. Right?
Yes.
Well, if we hadn't made this up, you know, it wouldn't be in the press. Wow. Yeah. All right. I guess I'm getting the logic there. Yeah. All right. Why don't we get to some of the songs that have cropped up out of this thing?
This is good stuff.
All right. This is the first song that I came across. And why don't we play Cut 80? Let's listen to it.
Okay.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. Cat, dog, dog, cat, cat, dog. They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a lyric sheet.
Yeah, we should.
And our booth tonight, just in case you were curious.
Yeah.
All right, we've got another fantastic song.
Okay.
Let's get to...
The hits keep coming on WMDX.
Cut 83 here.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
All right, and a little salute to the Peanuts theme.
Oh,
let's check out Cut 84.
Charlie Brown?
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Beautiful.
All right, yeah,
I love it.
We did have a little extra here. Cut 81, I think, is a song. Is that?
We're looking it up.
Isn't it? Okay, let's listen to. Now we heard one version of it. This is a little stripped down. Okay, go ahead.
Eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That's an amazing thing. And I think this is one of the best examples of how megas can so easily amplify one small rumor into a national crisis brought up during the presidential debate.
Yeah.
I think we're catching on to this thing.
But you wonder how it all started, right?
Yeah, how it all started.
Well, I found this report from Anna Navarro. I think we have time for that. Go ahead and play it.
I was trying to cue music. What were you saying?
We have a report from Anna Navarro about this. Is it too long?
It is too long. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll bring it up.
We'll actually bring it up in just a few moments.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that.
But there is a story, the reason why they picked on Ohio in regards to this.
Yeah.
And it's a horrible story, and this is their way of capitalizing on one single incident in one single town.
Yeah.
All right? And we'll get to that in just a moment as well.
We will. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Also coming up, Nick Ramos will join us on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX, Madison.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Capital City!
There's a swinging town I know called Capital City.
Madison.
People stop and scream hello in Capital City,
Madison.
It's the kind of place that makes a bum feel like a king. And it makes a king feel like some nutty cuckoo super king.
Look, it's Tony Bennett.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah, there you go.
It's against the law to frown in Capital City.
We did. We passed that law. It's an amazing thing.
Crazy.
Yeah, okay. This is the John and Gordy Show at WMDX 92.7 from the Capital City, Madison.
Computer, what's the temperature in Madison, Wisconsin?
At the moment, it's 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah. Today, you can expect a high of 87 degrees.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's we gotta exactly right. We got to train the computer how to turn her own mic on.
Yeah, because you can't do it for her.
Well,
right?
I can only listen to so many things. I've only got two ears, Gordy.
Okay. Well, sorry there, Sam.
You got a heavy responsibility in there. All right, why don't we get to the real reason why Springfield, Ohio, is being picked on in this particular incident.
That's right. Anna Navarro has the story on that. Where did all this get started, right?
Yeah. Why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Let's go to it.
Let's listen.
Like in 2016, like in 2020, Donald Trump and maggots are using immigrants, are using attacks on immigrants and paranoia around immigrants to try to build fear and angst in American voters in hopes that that translates into a victory for them. So last week they came up with this crazy conspiracy theory saying that Venezuelan gangs had taken over Aurora, Colorado, had taken over apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. That is false. City officials came out and denied it patently. So this week they've moved from Colorado to Ohio. Now it's all about Springfield, Ohio, where there are some Haitian immigrants that have been sent under a parole program. And so now folks are claiming, the right wing is claiming, maggots are claiming that these Haitian immigrants are eating cats and dogs and beheading ducks and geese in the municipal parks and eating those too. How did this get started? Okay, so there's video out there that has been posted of this woman, not in Springfield, Ohio, and with no connection to Haiti, a drug addict woman with a long criminal record who killed a neighbor's cat and ate it. Again, not in Springfield, not a Haitian immigrant. So they have been posting this video and conflating this video and turning it into an entire conspiracy theory, racist and dangerous against immigrants, against Haitian immigrants, claiming that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio are eating people's pets. Again, city officials have come out and said that it is absolutely false.
So there you have it. I mean, one incident, one cat.
That's right.
Somebody caught it on video, and it wasn't in Springfield, Ohio, or in Texas, or any, you know, it's just one isolated incident. They pick it up and run with it. But
they said it on TV, so it must be true.
Must be true. That's it.
And my MAGA friend in Milwaukee has sent me text with videos
Oh, really?
Of animal cruelty.
Oh, my.
I mean, this is, I think this is part of what they like watching. This somehow pleases them to watch people killing animals with their hands.
Yeah.
And he sent me a bunch of these videos, and I asked him, well, what country is that in? Doesn't look like America.
You know, they
latch onto these things. They don't care about a reference to where it was recorded,
right?
What time it was recorded? What year or decade it was recorded? They just jump on this stuff. Now the other real reason why Springfield has been picked on in regards to all of this, and it's not a good story.
Mm.
It was an accident that happened with an Asian or a Haitian driver, and he accidentally merged into a lane, but bumped into a bus, a school bus. The bus tipped over, and a child fell out of the window of the bus and was killed.
And that started that.
And so now they're blaming Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a large Haitian population in Springfield. Now, here's the other thing. The family of that child are asking Republicans and MAGAs to stop using the child's name in reference to all of this and the problem they have in Springfield with Haitians. And they don't actually have that much of a problem, a housing problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not like what they're describing here. And no one's eating anybody's pets. So they're just jumping on it. They're creating this meme, as J.D. Vance had indicated.
Yeah.
And they're picking on this one child's death.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an accident. It wasn't a drunk driver. It wasn't an intentional killing, a murder. It was just an accident. And the family of this child are asking them to just stop using the child's name as an
excuse all they're asking.
For political purposes.
Exactly. Yeah. Unbelievable. A little bit of breaking news from Trending. They just wrapped up that first commercial spacewalk. The guy went back in the capsule.
What do you do on a spacewalk? Where are you supposed
to go?
Out
and you float around.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's no scenery to go look at. You can't go smell the flowers.
No. It's in case something on the spacecraft needs to be fixed. Like, they could do anything out there, you know, with a wrench and...
I don't know.
I'd hate to be stuck in space and then your spaceship breaks down and you need to go outside to fix it.
Yeah, it's not good. 726, we've got Mark on the phone lines here this morning. You can give us a call, too, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, maybe they just had the city wrong. Maybe it's Shelbyville that all these Haitians are doing this stuff, and it's... You know, it's not actually Haitians. It's actually, what is it, the two aliens from that are always on The Simpsons that are eating animals. And as far as, like, for the ducks and geese on that, I seem to remember here in Wisconsin, I think in Madison, they were actually capturing the geese because there are just too many of them and slaughtering them and using them to, you know, donating that food to the food pantry. I mean, it is sad that they're doing this kind of stuff. And it just is... For that poor family that have to, the Republicans use that as a talking point. After the family has asked them to quit it, and they will continue to do it. I mean, that.
How low can they go? Yeah.
Well, they can go pretty low. I mean, that Donald Trump is, you know, I thought that something lower than a lizard or lower than a snake, but Donald Trump is lower than that.
Yeah.
Well, to bring it up in the presidential debate like that, as though he really nailed Kamala on that, it's just.
Right.
I don't know. It'll go down in history, and Gordy's already matched it up with all of the other great presidential statements of our time.
Yeah, we might have to play that one more time at the end of the show, Presidential Moments. Mark, thank you for your call.
Thanks, brothers.
All right.
Have a good day. Appreciate it.
You know, I want to hear that Peanuts theme again.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can we play that?
That is 84.
Okay.
Cut 84.
Yeah.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Oh, man. Charles Schulz is probably spinning in his grave right now. It is 728, and right around the corner, we're going to be talking with Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Yep.
He'll give us all the latest. I think there's some new polling and some other things that he's going to... get into.
Yes. Pick his brain about the debate, about all the races coming up in November.
Exactly. And it's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show on this Thursday morning, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Come on.
As we were saying.
Cool,
is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
One piece of legislation enacted in the state turning out to be big savings for some of our Wisconsin dairy companies. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in Food and Fiber News on a Thursday. That story on the way next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
A bill enacted earlier this year now allowing our Wisconsin dairy companies to transport a little more whey per load. That's turning out to be big savings, according to Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwig.
We've heard from a couple of different companies, Belgosio in Green Bay, who normally transports 240 loads a day, has been reducing by about 45 loads a week. Milk Specialties Global, talking about the same thing, that they are having 165 fewer trucks off the road each week. And Klondike Cheese Company up in Monroe is reporting the same kind of thing, where they have eliminated at least 14 inbound loads of milk a week and 10 outbound loads of liquid whey per week.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwig, who, along with Representative Tony Kurtz from Waniwak, helped the legislation pass. According to the Wisconsin Dairy Products Association, the law extends the current allowance for hauling fluid milk to all fluid products, allowing up to 98,000 pounds over six axles. Wisconsin Dairy Products Association says that not only enhances road safety by distributing weight effectively, it also reduces fuel consumption and carbon emissions significantly.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
And Terry Costello from Waupun has been named the new executive director of the Wisconsin FFA Alumni and Supporters. Costello was the agriculture instructor in Waupun for 27 years before retiring this spring. She takes over her duties following executive director Cheryl Steinbach and interim director Grant Stajic. For more, go to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
You feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's House of Excuses. The next time you need a good excuse for being late to work or forgetting your spouse's birthday, just call the House of Excuses. We guarantee that we'll come up with a good excuse for you on the spot. Our guarantee is simple. If we don't come up with a good excuse for you, we promise to give you a good excuse for not coming up with one.
Okay.
I got lost in there somewhere.
I know. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Show for Thursday morning. Bright, beautiful sunshine today. Warm temperatures on the way for this afternoon. The high around 87. Right now it's 56 degrees.
And okay. We'll talk to Nick Ramos once he gets here. Yeah. But in the meantime, we've got a few things to cover. And I would like to cover a comment that was recently made by Tim Walz. We never talk about Tim as much. We oozed all over the place. We just loved Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we just, he dropped off the face of the earth. Well, but he is debates. Still out there talking.
Yeah, what's he been up
still
to?
Still saying things. And he had a comment about Trump's recent comments about the people he admires most. And let's listen to this from Tim Walz.
Okay.
Tim?
It empowers Putin. It empowers dictators. But again, one example, he was asked for one world leader who is with him, and it's Orban. My God, that's all you need to know. You've got a leader in Kamala Harris that understands the importance of these alliances. She understands what it truly means to stand up for the Western democracies, and she truly means to talk about others. Donald Trump talked about himself 99% of the time, and other, if he wasn't talking about that, he was talking about Orban. So it was couldn't have been clearer. Couldn't have been clearer. And I just like to say, if I can make my plug, she did her job. Americans need to do theirs. Get engaged. Get the facts. Go to KamalaHarris.com. Go down and do some door knocking. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your relatives. It was clear tonight that there is only one person on that stage that should be president of the United States, and that was Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that says it all, huh?
Well, you can help, I guess. You know, my son signed up.
Did they?
To help Kamala in the state, and never got a call back. I guess it didn't qualify as being good citizens.
Well, wait, what
the hell?
What kind of kids are you raising, John?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I mean, my kids are very, very up-to-date on politics, and they're very active, and I had to convince them, please, please support the Democrats, even though they were angry with Biden over Palestine. The thing is, now they're energized with Harris, and all of a sudden, they don't get a call back and knock on doors and pass out literature.
I'm sure it was an oversight on their part, you know.
Well, I'm stung.
Okay.
As a parent, I want my kids to be proactive.
Okay. All right.
All right, we've got Nick Ramos.
Speaking of being proactive,
in the studio.
Here he is. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning,
Democracy
fellas.
Campaign.
Yeah, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. What's been on your mind lately? What's going on?
Well, the big thing, I guess, is the redistricting and the maps. A lot of people are donating money. A lot of fundraising going on.
Fundraising.
Record fundraising, right?
It's just unbelievable to watch. When races become competitive, people want to be able to spend cash, right?
Yes. Sure.
And so, we've been doing a lot of digging and a lot of perusing through campaign finance reports. And 6 months into the year, we're breaking records. I'm looking at the legislative campaign committees. They're already over $8.4 million raising money for those very highly competitive state legislative seats. And so, we're watching incumbents who are in new districts fighting for their lives, trying to, make sure that they get to continue to be elected officials. And then you got all types of unbridled enthusiasm, and it's everything about new maps. And so I'm excited, but at the same breath, we want to try and get the money out of politics, guys.
We have to play the game the way it's set up right now.
Right now, exactly.
And Republicans have used that against the Democrats. Right. Well, why are you campaigning? Why do you ask for all of this money? Because that's the name of the game right now. But the Democrats want to do away with money in politics. They want to keep it in there and encourage it. Now, according to your website, Wisconsin Dems raised 10 times more than the GOP did in the state. That's fantastic. That's unbelievable. Again, you know, no one really donated to the Democrats because they didn't stand a chance in any of these districts to actually win or be competitive. And now they do stand a chance. So
because
we'll see
of
what
the
happens.
New maps, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just say I think doesn't matter who the political party is. I think everybody says they're for campaign finance reform, but I swear to you, once election season comes around, it feels like everybody's got amnesia somehow, some way. And I swear to you, like, it's just incredible that I could be talking to either, and I wasn't talking to Robin Voss, but like I could listen to Robin Voss, or I could listen to, you know, and I haven't spoken to Greta Neubauer about it, but I could talk to them and they could be like, yeah, like I want to, you know, make sure that the little guys got more of skin in the game and there's less out-of-state money, less dark money, all this stuff. I'm like, great. All right. So next time you guys are in session, let's make something. And then, you know, election season, people are circulating papers to get signatures and then all of a sudden goes out the window and it becomes an arms race. And I just think, honestly, at the end of the day, we can't let money be more important than people. And right now, the way that things look, it just looks like if you end up raising as much money and you can seduce all these corporate sponsors to be able to flood political parties who then can send as much money as they want to these campaigns because our really twisted 2015 rewrite back in you know, Scott Walker administration time, it's like we got to change things radically.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, we're going to keep breaking records.
Yeah, they allowed a flood of money and influence, crossover influence as far as that money is concerned. The problem I have with all of this is that, you know, with all the campaign contributions, we're just trying to keep up with the Republican contributors. They're always out there. And the big money contributors, you know, Diane Hendricks, I'm looking at the site here, and she is a big contributor, ABC Supply, $237,000. The Republican Assembly Campaign Committee, $150,000. And this, and the president of Sargento Cheese, $100,000.
A lot of cheese.
Yeah, a
lot
of cheese.
That is a lot of cheese.
you might want to keep that in mind. But anyway, I came across something that I thought was a little bit interesting on your website. It's the pay to play.
Oh yeah,
of Quick Trip.
Oh, the EV charging station.
Yeah, charging station. Tell us a little bit about.
Look, I'm going to say that I think that I want to see more EV charging stations, and now private individuals can provide the charging stations where they couldn't before. Only the utilities could allow that, and I'm glad to see that this happened. And I'm also, and I'm going to say this. I kind of like Quick Trip. I know they're Republican. I know they're big donors, but I like Quick Trip because they're clean. They have a great idea. They have food, you know, the whole thing. They're a supermarket and gas station at the same time. They're all over the damn place. I think they were picked as one of the best grocery gas stations in the country.
We like Quick Trip. Yes.
This guy.
All right. Now, I know you're hating me now. You want to run from the studio.
This is like one of the greatest Quick Trip ads that they could have ever expected.
Here I am. You know, just hire me. Maybe I can get.
Well,
some,
they have
get
Charlie Behrens as their spokesperson too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
but to get back into it though, just so the people at home have some idea about what we're talking about, because I mean, you know, Quick Trip.
Please.
Since I moved to Madison, this is the most Quick Trips I've ever seen in my life. And in Milwaukee, you don't see a ton of them. Mm. You know, I don't know if that's for a reason or not, but you know, we saw legislators get interesting money hit their accounts during a time when there was an opportunity where states could accept federal money for these
installation of private EV charging
stations. These EV charging stations. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there was some very vested interest that, of course, want to be able to have these, you know, installed EV charging stations, you know, these contracts, you know, the bottom line, the corporate guys are like, hey, like, if you can bring this here, this would really help us out.
Sure.
So, And so we got to see, just like the American Family Field deal, where there was some execs that sent some money to Speaker Voss, and Speaker Voss, you know, was like, all right, I'll whip you the votes. We'll get you the votes to get you the stadium. And then, you know, the money right after the deal got signed hit his account. And it's just like, we get to see in real time that there are people that are like, hey, it's this quid pro quo. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. If you can help me get this ball across the and, you know, get to the finish line, I will make sure that we'll take care of you so that you can stay in your seats and you don't lose your power. It's all about the almighty dollar, guys. And it's just funny that, you know, we talk about it through the vehicle of Quick Trip, that, you know, we all love Quick Trips and, you know, EV charging stations are the future. But are we really going to use money to try and seduce people just to be able to do our bidding? And at the end of the day, like, you know, were these charging stations coming here anyways? Did Quick Trip, you know, get the jump because they were able to get to the ears of particular lawmakers? And, you know, they were like, hey, we really want this badly. We want to be the only shop that gets this kind of contract. It's just, it becomes problematic, and we want people to have a seat at the table. So
7:45, we're talking with Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Nick, as we head into sort of the home stretch here, to election day.
Oh boy.
What can we expect from both sides here? I mean, this is where now where all the money really really makes a big difference, right? So a lot of spending, a lot of media commercials all over the place.
You know, it's funny.
People canvassing
everywhere. Yeah. I mean, guys, if you thought your mailboxes were full, think again. If you thought you saw enough ads, think again. And it's funny because I had some friends from out of town come visit, and we turned on the TV and they saw the commercials. Like, you guys have to see this many political ads? I'm like, this is life in Wisconsin.
Normal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got a Supreme Court race every year till 2030. You think we're done? Like after this, like, people are paying attention. And so I would say as we approach November, I'm thinking about a lot of things. I'm thinking about the competitive maps on the state level. I'm thinking about, yet again, another constitutional amendment, number 5 this year, where we are looking at, it's pathetic at this point, that we have a group of people that want to try and really move the goalpost on who can vote here in Wisconsin when it's a non-issue. Yet again. And we're going to do everything in our power to make sure people know everything about this amendment and realize why it is counterintuitive to try and change the Constitution. We should stop letting these yahoos run roughshod all over us. And so, and you were talking about the enthusiasm. And I think that, man, July was a wild month, guys. Like, I mean, between seeing the assassination attempt, President Biden stepping down, Kamala Harris stepping up, RNC. Now in August we saw the DNC, and I'm just looking at enthusiasm that I haven't seen in years. And I think people are going to vote, and we're going to break turnout records in ways and money records in ways that we have not projected. And so I just want people to continue to just stay in tuned and tapped in, because this is important. This is worth your time. And the decisions that are getting made here at this level, like, we should be always paying attention civically, but I think people are more engaged now more than ever, because life feels more like an Onion article than it ever has in our lives. And
yes, it does.
And people are now like being like, all right, maybe I want to try and like make sure my life isn't becoming a reality TV show, and that like maybe I want to just grab a hold of this thing and make sure that we're doing right and the kids are all right at home. And so stay tuned, guys, but we got a lot of good stuff coming.
Right. Well, you know, it's a good thing to know that, you know, everybody's vote is knocks out a lot of that campaign money. You know, I mean, our vote is that important, that powerful, that the campaign money just can't match it. You know, and they can spend as much as they want, but if we vote the way we, and we're up on the issues the way we should or could, then that money is just a waste.
And, you know, I think that's a very good point to make. And I also, too, think relevant-wise, we just watched the debate. Everybody's like, oh, man, you know, feeling really excited and things. Debates don't win elections either. People voting wins elections.
There you have it. Nick Ramos.
Good point.
Wisconsin Democracy campaign. Thank you for joining us.
Gentlemen, this is my favorite part of my Thursday morning.
I wish we had some food.
Don't worry. Breakfast. Let's do it.
7:49. We're back with more of the John and Gordy Show. We've got leftovers right around the corner on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers.
Yeah, we got a lot. Got a lot of them.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we got something
this,
here.
That, the other, odds and ends, leftovers. Let me just mention something, John, that the John and Gordy Show, you've heard of that, right? The John and Gordy Show? That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, you mean
the
family show?
The family show.
Everybody knows that.
The shindig, the hullabaloo, this thing here. It's sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides, or check them out online. Go to verlo.com. That's verlo.com.
All right. Now, we have a text from Mark.
Yeah.
And he quoted lyrics out of a song. I'm racking my head.
Let's see.
Wasn't the line from the song, "The three men I admire most, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, took the last train to the coast."
Oh, that's Don McLean.
That's it.
Yeah, American Pie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
okay. Yeah. What do I win? When do I win anything?
Do we have a sound effect?
You win a shiny
effect?
Can you play that?
Ding, ding.
That's a good song.
There we go.
Thank you.
Quite the guy. All right, let's get into, who benefited most? I've always wanted to kind of get this clip out there. This is Katie Porter, California. Representative, and she's always, she's got these whiteboards, and she comes in and she explains all the ramifications of taxes. Now, the Trump tax cuts, who benefited most? I love the way she sums this up. She takes a look at it. You got this cut ready? All right, let's listen to her explanation of who benefited most. Yeah, okay.
7 years ago, the Trump tax scam let the largest corporations off the hook from paying their fair share of taxes. The Trump administration bogusly claimed that slashing the corporate tax rate would raise the average household's annual income by at least $4,000. Unsurprisingly, economists from the Joint Committee on Taxation and the Federal Reserve found that never happened. 7 years later, the bottom 90% of workers still haven't received higher earnings from the tax cut. So where did the extra money from Trump's tax changes go? Straight to the very tippy-top highest paid earners. They used them to line the pockets of their already wealthy executives and shareholders with $4.4 trillion in stock buybacks and dividends. Congress must end this ripoff.
All right. Wow. So that just kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Now we know. Yep. And, of course, Trump wants to bring that back.
Wants to go
ahead with that again. Why not? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's get to the politics girl. I don't know who this is. She posts this stuff all the time. This is Cut 60.
That's what she calls herself.
Yeah.
The politics
and
girl.
She's talking about the mega men running this country. Let's hear her rap. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
The women of America don't have time for your cowardice. The Republican Party have chosen the most anti-woman ticket in modern history. Between Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, we have a court-adjudicated rapist who was besties with a pedophile and sexually assaulted dozens of women when he wasn't calling them fat pigs and dogs. And we have a pandering, spineless, sociopathic VP who thinks women should stay in violent marriages and carry our rapist babies to term because two wrongs don't make a right. Between these two men and their party of enablers, don't kid yourself, we're going to have a national abortion ban on day one. Count on it. And I'm not losing my rights and the rights of 50% of this nation to raise our children in a country run by psychopathic Christian nationalists who think their president is above the law and women should obey their husbands. I am not allowing our children to go into their draft or into their marriage beds or onto their factory floor. I am not willingly going into an America where Republican leaders talk about repealing the 19th Amendment and going back to a family vote, because this is the same group who wants to eliminate no-fault divorce and contraception. They want us trapped and silent and dependent, and we're not willingly going to get back in that box. Women are not safe in the Trump-Vance Project 2025 America, just like we're not safe alone in a room with Donald Trump himself. And the women of America need to get really serious really fast, or we're going to be living under the American Taliban before we know it. And I don't think there is a single one of us that doesn't know a man or many men who wouldn't love it if we were legally forced to shut up. The women of America don't have time for your cowardice. We need you to get your heads in the game before everything is taken from us. That is what matters now.
Great.
Wow.
Great stuff,
drop the mic. Yeah,
powerful.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love that.
Politics girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's got some really great comments. If you can, you know, follow her if you can.
She's got a podcast, right?
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
so, yeah.
Just Google her. Yeah.
All right, now this okay. This cropped up. This is kind of weird.
What do you
strange.
Got?
But, you know, when... When Scott so, Walker was governor and then he decided to run for president, yeah. his idea was to create kind of a Soviet Union style United States,
yeah.
where every state was its own independent country. They had their own energy department, education department, if they wanted any of those departments. So every state could run itself and didn't need the federal government. That was his idea.
Yeah.
And of course, that is the mega idea currently on the docket.
Well, Project 2025.
And this is a again. Cut where Donald Trump wants to end the Department of Education. This is cut 58. And he wants to put somebody in charge that is surprising. So let's check this out.
Okay.
We will ultimately eliminate the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the states. We'll send it back to the states so that Ron Johnson can run it, okay?
Oh, Ron Johnson's going to run it?
Yeah, Ron Johnson's going to run that thing.
Okay.
All right.
I bet Ron was surprised to hear that.
What would he have to do with that?
No.
Well, come on, man.
Nuts.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Okay, let's get to Ron Johnson here.
All
like
right.
every year since Ron Johnson was elected, he spent his time chasing idiotic theories and has never really written a bill himself that has helped any of the taxpayers. Here's another non-answer to pay for with a national debt. Get this. This is Ron Johnson talking about his ideas of the Great Depression. This is cut number 41.
Okay. There we go.
That can head off the debt crisis. That can give, let's assume a Trump presidency, time to work on these things.
Well, we've been doing it for years by just printing more money. Now, well, one of the interesting revelations of Creature from Jekyll Island is the fact that the Great Depression was pretty well planned.
It's
all
planned.
The big money men were pretty well warned that they were going to finally collapse the system. I mean, they had booms and busts, but they had to finally just collapse the system, kind of start all over. So pull your money out of the market. And so again, they're the big and powerful, you know, the Joseph Kennedys of the world, you know, the J.P. Morgans of the world. They got off scot-free. They got out of the market.
So this is Ron Johnson again.
Yeah.
These are the things that he is following. These are the ideas that he's coming up with. Yeah. It was a pre-planned thing, the Great Depression. Thank you, Ron, for that contribution.
Yes.
And by the way, that was on Vicki McKenna's program.
Okay.
Always covering the hot topics.
Hey, we're out of time. Hey, Madison Night Market tonight. We'll be there from 5 to 9, right across the street from the station, from the Overture Center, from 5 to 9 tonight. See you at the Madison Night Market. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day. So long.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, back to the program. Your calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.